along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild.
In fact, Matt Flynn, director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google stores or download our app there. Even easier, sit in a chair and say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And take your favorite shows with you 24/7, wherever you go. I'll tell you, while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning the veracity of our elections, the integrity of our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest voices standing up for our elections, standing up for our democracy. I'll tell you, and pose this question to yourself. What would happen if in the upcoming State of the Union, which is going to be held on March 1, jihadists launched a 9/11 style attack on the Capitol with the whole Congress and Senate and the executive branch inside? You find the answer in a novel, a new novel that just came out, released by Speaking Volumes publisher, that I wrote, Matthew Flynn, entitled Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Terrific, getting a lot of buzz, very interesting. It gives you the answer, and spoiler alert, it does not go well for the jihadists. The novel is Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matthew Flynn, myself. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Well, there's a very serious thing that happened in Nebraska on Friday. A very serious thing. Nebraska on Friday became the 17th state to call for a constitutional convention to override the amendment process, override everything, and let yahoos from gerrymandered states get together and rewrite the Constitution the way they want to. Here's the law on it. The Constitution says that if two-thirds of the states, now there are 50 states, so two-thirds is 34. If they vote to have a constitutional convention, our Constitution gets thrown out. And these clowns can get together. They can get together in Las Vegas, Mar-a-Lago. They can get together wherever they want. There'll be lobbyists all over the place to rewrite the Constitution. I got some word for you. These people are not Hamilton or Madison or Jefferson or Franklin or Washington. They have nowhere near their ability or their integrity. These are whores, and they want to rewrite our Constitution. Now, not only that, these votes are being done by gerrymandered legislatures that don't reflect the will of the people of the states. Wisconsin passed this 3 days ago, and we were the 16th state, but we passed it with a gerrymandered legislature where they get two-thirds of the votes and don't even get half the two-thirds of the seats in the legislature, but don't get half the vote statewide. So how is that the will of Wisconsin? It's not. How is that the will of Nebraska? It's not. This is going to continue. And I've even heard some people in the Democratic Party go, well, maybe it's not a bad thing. We can get together and get rid of Citizens United and enshrine a right to abortion in the Constitution. You are dreaming. You're not going to get Schneider. The gerrymandered delegations that show up when Walker was pushing this back when he was governor, of the 10 votes allocated to Wisconsin of their electoral votes, 7 were going to go to the Republicans, 3 to the Democrats. It's a fake. It's a gerrymandered fake to throw out the Constitution. Now, will they keep some of it or a lot of it? Sure. Will they change some of the language to give their more Republican philosophy? Yeah, they will. The reason that they say they're doing this is because they want a balanced budget amendment. There will be an amendment that says you must balance the budget every year. A lot of people who are nitwits, who are economically illiterate, on the left and the right may go, well, that's not a bad idea. Open your eyes. Think about what that means. Let's say our budget is $4 trillion, $4.5 trillion. Much of it is immovable, the defense budget, various social services, funding of the government. Right now, under Republicans, we get very, very large deficits under Trump. The tax cut, for instance. We get smaller deficits under Democrats. Bill Clinton did balance the budget without a constitutional amendment. There was a surplus, and he was attacked by the Wall Street Journal and the Republican leadership saying that was economically illiterate. A certain amount of debt is necessary. You will not appease the Republicans. They cannot be trusted with money. But here's what's going to happen. The budget will be set at something like $4.5 trillion. And there won't be $4.5 trillion in tax revenue coming in. There'll be a deficit of $300 billion, $400 billion. If there's a constitutional amendment that says it has to be balanced, where does that money come from? Well, during the pandemic, where we had to borrow to keep the economy alive, $1 trillion. There are only two parts of the government, unless you give up defense or the funding of the government itself, that'll make that up. One is called Social Security. The other one is called Medicare. You've heard of both of them. This is nothing more than a disguise to get leveraged, gerrymandered, crooked Republican legislatures to obey their donors and get rid of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, under the guise of following a constitutional requirement. If we had thoroughly honest judges, let's say I were on the Supreme Court, this came up, I would throw out this call and say, first of all, it has to be reasonably connected in time. What they're doing is just trying to chip away at legislatures year after year. And over 20 years, maybe they get 34 and they say, well, we've done the 34. Well, no, times change. I would say it has to be done in 4 years. It wouldn't be done in 4 years. Secondly, I would say, there are different theories on why it's being called. Some say it's for a balanced budget amendment. Some say it's for other things. You can't have, for instance, a referendum that contains two questions, three questions. It's too imprecise what this is all about. An honest Supreme Court would overturn this. We do not have an honest Supreme Court. You must understand that. We have a 6 Republican majority. They upend constitutional norms all the time. Citizens United, more than 10 years ago, for 100 years, Congresses and the courts, several of them, including Supreme Courts, have said corporations, unions, corporate entities cannot give money in politics. The Republican majority of the Supreme Court a little over 10 years ago said they were stupid. We are smarter than they are. They made a mistake, even though it was several different Supreme Courts and several different Congresses. What federal judges say is the law, especially the Supreme Court, but they're forgetting one thing. The Supreme Court does not have a police force or an army. They rely on their authenticity and integrity. If they are seen as partisan hacks, it's Katie bar the door. do not depend on this Supreme Court to overturn the call for a constitutional convention. It was put in as an afterthought in the late 1700s when this all came together, because the slave states, remember, slave states like Virginia and South Carolina were economically opposed to the mercantile states like Massachusetts and New York. There were slaves in Massachusetts and New York at one time, but they abolished it. The South didn't abolish it until Abraham Lincoln made them abolish it in the Civil War. They were deeply suspicious there'd be some skullduggery that would interfere with their slave-owning ability. And so they said, look, if things get too bad, two-thirds of the state can rewrite this. And it was never used. Now it's being used to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. You must understand that. You cannot go around saying, let's have one, get rid of Citizens United, and enshrine abortion in the Constitution. That ain't happening. Wisconsin will get 7 out of 10 votes for the Republicans. And they will be people like Voss, Kapenga, the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. Her mentor, Scott Walker, is on the committee. I think he has a staff position that's pushing this. This is not American. This is what Putin did in Russia, rewrote the Russian Constitution to say that he can serve as president till 2036, after he got in the year roughly 2000, by bombing apartment buildings in Moscow, killing 300 people, blaming it on Chechens, and seizing power. Do not sit back. Don't yawn at this. Nebraska is number 17. We were 16. Where is Evers coming out and denouncing this, other than murmuring? This is a constitutional attack. Josh Call has to come out. All of our state elected people have to come out. This, do people understand what's going on? You will not have Social Security. You will not have Medicare. And you will have qualifications on the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.